So, second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Story I talked about yesterday, another poll came out. The two Democrat state representatives, one from Warren in Macomb County, one in Westland, appear that they are, in fact, going to win their primary. Bo, I can't do voicemail messages during the show. Text me only, please. The process that we're looking at, this process could have huge, huge ramifications in Lansing, in the agenda of the Democrat-controlled House. Again, I'm going to explain this so you understand. I got a couple of text messages. People were confused from that MERS news story. One of the things that I think people need to understand is the dynamics, the numbers, the process in Lansing right now. You have the state representatives in the House chamber, 110, representing 83 counties. Wayne County, Detroit City, you have a couple of state reps that just represent, I believe it's actually three or four, represents the city of Detroit. Could be even more than that. Based on population, 70,000 to 90,000, I believe they're at 650,000, 600,000. Yeah, you could end up with six, seven reps almost from the city of Detroit. Meanwhile, up here in northern Michigan, it takes two, three counties to make up a state reps area. 106, I believe it's five counties. 110 state representatives currently represent us in Lansing, in the House chamber. House is responsible for appropriations, having to do with spending, local revenue sharing, the money. That's where the appropriation bills start. Then they're sent to the Senate. The Senate confirms the House's work, and then it's signed by the governor in the form of a budget, which just started 10 days ago, October 1st. We are in a new fiscal year 2024 budget. Right now, out of the 110, 56 are Democrats, 54 are Republicans. It's only a two-seat majority. It's very, very, very slim. As a matter of fact, the reproductive health bill that's pending by the Democrats wanting to codify the abortion issue that we got via Proposal 3, which is now tied up in court, thanks to the House Freedom Caucus and a few others, they have one Democrat, State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, won't vote with the other 55 Democrats for the package, because they're proposing to use Medicaid dollars, taxpayer dollars, to pay for abortion. Karen represents a large number of seniors in Detroit. Many seniors who have Medicare use Medicaid to supplement their Medicare. And instead of that money going towards abortions, Karen Whitsitt wants it to go to seniors. And she's off the bill. She's already told him, I'm going to vote no. In the House, that vote would come up for a vote on the floor. It would be 55 to 55. Therefore, the entire package of reproductive health bills would die. They don't have a tiebreaker in the House. In the Senate, where there's 38 state senators, you need 20 senators to vote for a bill in order for it to pass. Well, if one of the Democrats crossed over and voted no. It was 19-19. They, in their chamber, have the ability to call in the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist. He would step up and be the president of the Senate with the gavel in his hand, and he could vote with the Democrats to break the tie. They don't have that in the House. So the interesting thing is these two state representatives that are Democrats want to get elected to be the mayors of their cities. Again, Warren, Michigan. That's just south of Sterling Heights on Van Dyke area of Macomb County. Warren, Michigan, very strong city, big population, big budget, major feather in these people's caps to become the mayor of their own hometown, their cities of Warren and Westland. They are going to get elected next month, November. In that process of getting elected to be mayors of Warren and Westland, they have to give up their seats in Lansing as state reps. Guess what? That two-seat majority goes away. Lansing state representatives now are going to be tied 54-54. 54 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Well, guess what? There is nothing in place to break that tie. As early as next month with the special elections, those seats become vacated, the tie becomes instant. And until they hold a special election to replace those two Democrats, the House is neutered. The House is shut down. The House, based on the way it currently operates, with Joe Tate, the Democrat Speaker of the House from Detroit, if he continues on their progressive agenda, they're not going to be able to get anything passed. If the House can't get anything passed, Lansing, for all practical purposes, is shut down, folks. You might as well go home. Which is what I believe they want to do anyway, because they want to end the legislative session early so that they can trigger the clock ticking for 90 days after the session shuts down. Does all these radical bills they passed, gun package, reinstating prevailing wage, all the things that they have done, moving the presidential primary early to February 27th, will only take effect 90 days after this legislative session shuts down. You connecting the dots here? They shut down early. The 90-day clock starts ticking. Now we get to move our primary for president next year to February 27th, violating RNC rules against the Republicans, causing them to lose 39 delegates at the national convention next year, next summer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is exactly what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to do, to cause harm to the Republican Party here, its influence in nominating the president for the Republican Party's nomination. You see how this all comes together? You see how this works? This process, folks, is a huge political battle. Strategies on both sides. Minority Leader in the House, Matt Hall, wants this to happen so that they can shut down this legislative session, shut down the governor's lame duck session. There's really no reason for a lame duck. They've already got everything passed that they wanted, everything that they wanted on their bucket list, 80, 85, maybe 90% of it. It's already been done. Repealed right to work, reinstated prevailing wage, expanded Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act, red flag laws, safe storage laws, registering long rifles, moving the presidential election. They've accomplished all of this. The only reason why it hasn't gone into immediate effect is because six Republican state senators would not vote in the Senate to give it immediate effect. Without immediate effect, they don't start taking effect until 90 days after the legislative session closes for this calendar year. As soon as they shut it down, the 90-day clock starts ticking. So if they end it in November, after these mayoral races of Warren, Michigan, and Westland, Michigan, for new mayors, they lose their two Democrat majority. It becomes a tie, 54-54. It's game over. There's no reason for us to be here. Everybody, we're done for the year. Yes, you can go out and start baiting your deer blinds for deer season rifle on November 15th. Because there's nothing else we can do. Well, with the House closed, there's no reason for the Senate to be open. And there is a provision in our state constitution that allows the governor, the state of Michigan, to end the legislative session. And then if she wants to, she can call them back to Lansing for a special session. You have to understand something, people. They get the 90-day clock to start ticking, but the governor can call them back if there's anything they want to do. She's not politically stupid. Final segment of hour number one. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, final segment of hour number one. Yesterday afternoon after the show, the editor of MERS News Service in Lansing, Kyle Malin, called me for comment and for verification as to what I heard. Along with another source, he came up with a story that he put in MERS News Service last night. Recall effort to recall State Representative Cam Kevitt effort dies quietly. The attempt to recall Cam Kevitt, Republican from Sheboygan, over his vote to support Democrat Speaker of the House Joe Tate, along with other issues, voting records, certain things, has died quietly, according to a pair of Northern Michigan sources who have reported in to MERS News Service. Driven by an unknown conservative agitator, the recall effort generated notable support among Republican Party leadership in four of the five counties in Cam Kevitt's 106th House District. A more conservative option, Todd Smallenberg, stepped up to run as a U.S. Taxpayer Party candidate if, in fact, the recall effort was put up for the question on a ballot. A source familiar with the effort, radio talk show host Trucker Randy Bishop, said organizers fell about 2,500 signatures short of the 11,903 signatures needed to recall Kevitt. Actually, I got that number from somebody else close to the effort. It wasn't coming from me. I got it from them and told that to Kyle. Todd Smallenberg is scheduled to talk about the effort at 11:05 Friday on Bishop's Your Defending Fathers radio program. Kevitt, the former Sheboygan County Drain Commissioner, survived a hotly contested primary against 22-year-old conservative Geyer Balog and Larry Hull of Sheboygan. Kevitt suspects perhaps they were helping to stir things up. I don't think that's the case. I think this person, Gary Nuck of Alcona County, I think he did this on his own. Todd Smallenberg has confirmed that on this show, but we'll talk to Todd about it on Friday. Cam Kevitt, quoting MERS News Service, said the Smallenberg-Balog-led recall effort is and always has been nothing short of a losing political stunt. the people of the 106th District have unified around our campaign and our strong common sense conservative message, said Cam Cavett. I'll never stop fighting for them, and I won't let politics or power-hungry politicals distract me. The head of the recall effort was Gary Nuck of Alcona County. He was an alternate delegate to the Michigan Republican Party's state convention this past February. That, of course, is where Christina Caramel became and was elected chair of the Republican Party. Nuck was elected last year as a writing candidate for the Fairview School Board. He also served on the Alcona County Commission and was a vice chair of the county's Republican Party. Gary Nuck did not return a message for comment. The effort started shortly after the recall language was approved by the Board of State Canvassers on August 1st. They had basically a 60-day clock to collect the signatures needed to put the recall question on the ballot. Secretary of State spokesperson Sherry Hardman confirmed her department has not received any signed recall petitions to recall Cam Cavett. So as a result, the recall effort is over. It is officially dead. So what will happen? Well, Todd Smallenberg had filed to run as a Republican against Cam Cavett already for next year's primary election. Now, I wouldn't be surprised and would not put it past Jack Bergman, Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony Liss, communication director, James Hogue, to do the splitter strategy in that August primary next year. How is it going to work? Well, you put a clone of Todd Smallenberg on the ballot. A veteran, perhaps. Somebody that is a strong conservative, a Christian. Somebody who would look like, smell like, walk like, except, of course, they probably wouldn't have a prosthetic leg like Todd does, who sacrificed serving as a Marine, lost his left leg from the knee down. They'll run somebody else to split the conservative vote between Todd and this person so that the more moderate Cam Cavett can get elected and win the primary next year. Mark my words. There will be probably another third person candidate running. It will not be Todd Smallenberg against Cam Cavett head to head. That's my prediction. Let's see if I'm right. That's it for the first hour. Top of the hour news break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal.